Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I hope you are having a great day today. It is December the 3rd, and you're listening to another episode of the Royal, June 3rd. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha. I think my co-host is running a little late, but I have so missed you guys. I think we didn't do the show for like the, like the last 3 weeks, but, I hope everyone, everything is well with everybody. I had some family issues and, just different stuff with the passing of my grandmother. I did see, the well wishes that people put on my page. So thank you guys so much for that. Today, we've been trying to have this conversation for a while now, but
welcome, everybody.
I definitely, I'm just glad to be here with you guys, and hopefully, we'll entertain you guys, like we always do. Hello, sir. You're a bit late there.
No, you're talking about it's 4 o'clock my time.
Well, it's 4:01.
Yeah,
so maybe you need to set your clock right, over there where you at, because this right here is unacceptable.
Anyway. Back to the next broadcast system. I'm glad to be back. I see a long little layover that we had. Stuff happens.
Yes. But let's get into this first track of the day. This is Master Musa by our special guest that we had almost a month ago now, the Our Black Fathers Coalition.
I'm bigger than Pablo. I think I'm Master Musa. Swam with sharks and chill with the barracudas. God in my own mind, I felt like a ruler. We invented currency, they invented the shooters. Let me tell you about some real mathematics. Thought travels at the speed of sound, brother, have that. It fly shit like a craftmatic, bad habits. I'm a Kushite, but I'm an asthmatic. Disconnect your line like it's bad static. Like OJ, I took a stab at it. Rolling around on the floor like a mad savage. God in my own mind, I can smash planets. My melanin is heaven sent, brother, you want the cash, grab it.
I'm yelling, black power, yeah, we soaked up from land showers. Another casket in the ground from these bash cowards. I got a target on my chest and I can't hide it. How can I lean on my brother when we all divided? I place the back, but it's time for me to push the line. Sacrificial lamb is what I am when it comes to mind. Too many mothers living longer than their offspring. Racism will come from us, that's a y'all thing.
I'm bigger than Pablo, I think I'm Master Musa. Swam with sharks and chill with the barracudas. God in my own mind, I felt like a ruler. We invented currency, they invented the shooter.
It's OBFC, I push the line for the click. Since we talking black power, it's about time that you get educated like I did from that little time that I spent in a cell, did me well, prepare my mind for this skit. Look, they say my people perish due from lack of knowledge. More blacks is going to jail instead of going to college. We making less deposits and what's so ironic. More kids is hooked on pills instead of hooked on phonics.
Black wealth, I'm talking generational legacy. To put my seeds ahead of me, my pedigree is black health. That's action on demand, we eat to live and live to give. That's really what it is, fam. I love black money. I'm talking about when it's circulating. Touch a lot of hands and it's never hate. And the black fist hold a lot of power. We don't pump fake, we educate in these last hours.
I'm bigger than Pablo, I think I'm Master Musa. Swam with sharks and chill with the barracudas. God in my own mind, I felt like a ruler. We invented currency, they invented
minute to shoot it.
I ain't one of these new niggas.
Nah.
Mansa Musa with some new riches. New info I deliver to you niggas. Natural born problematic lord of the gravel floor. Fuck your gavel, half man, half matador. I got an issue with you acting too. Kettle corn revolution won't be televised. Till I'm well endorsed. All black melody, melody metamorph. Hella stripes with a whistle. That's how I settle scores. Now you locked in like you just clocked in. Like a clumsy jewel heist. I always drop gems. Mind over matter, cause your mind is the data. And the data is the dollar that these motherfuckers after. Should've been an Ivy League scholar and boss. Ain't no price tag for silence, cause privacy costs. I ride with dogs, and I swim with the sharks. Ask Pablo what's the ticket for the time that he lost.
OBFC, baby.
Into Rebus. All right, and we are back. That was Mansa Musa by our Black Fathers Coalition. I definitely enjoyed that interview. You know, they have a lot going on and just doing, you know, some really great stuff where they're from. So I was super excited, you know, that we were able to get them on. But today is all about your favorite, like, who do you feel are the best R&B groups of all time? You know, so that is definitely.
Yeah, TLC, SWV. Is it what, female or all together?
No, all together, male, female.
Yeah, boys and men, you got a whole bunch of different R&B groups, boys and men.
Yeah. That is, they're definitely on my favorite list.
Drew Hill.
I was about to say, because we are from Baltimore, Drew Hill is definitely one of my favorite groups. SWV is too. Me and my best friend, Tam, shout out to Tam. You know, we would choreograph, like, different dances, you know, to their music. So those were definitely fun. So
yep.
I'm super excited about that. But, yeah. And what was the other one?
Jagged Edge. Yeah, Baltimore got a lot of different groups.
Yeah, Jagged Edge, definitely.
Rough Ends. Baltimore got a lot of different groups. We just don't get the credit in the industry too much. The Braxtons.
I cannot believe
Jackson
5. The Braxtons.
Jackson 5?
That, yeah, they definitely.
The Braxtons
was
a
great
group. The Braxtons was a good group.
Yeah, they might.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, what you say?
I said the Braxtons were good.
Yeah, they were. They definitely were a good group. Yeah. But
can I get you a first track for today?
You mean our second track for today?
Yeah, second track. I mean, start off R&B. I mean, came off with hip hop. Now we go back to R&B. You know, back to our scheduled program.
Huh?
Go to the second track.
Alrighty. Well, yes, our second track for today is More. It's a remix by Lady Soul featuring Bobby Washington.
It's 36 summers. Real one. Woo! Harvey, Louisiana, all the way to California.
Girl, why you so?
Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want me to make a stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want?
Gotta go hard, free brother Reem, cousin Uma.
Big dog, got a goat hog, got 8 kids, 7 plus 1. OG from the hood, cross a nigga wrong, nigga gon' touch something. Lot of ball fightin', I ain't humma, son, try to run me, I'ma run something. It's morning time, nigga still hustle. I done pop 3, still a bill bust. I ain't from Kelly, but they still love me. Last bitch love me, but they still coming. Up in Chino Hills, that's how we coming. Came out the mud, nigga came from nothing. Real one got all type of hustle. If a nigga hatin', tell a motherfucker. Shit slows down, find another hustle. Not young thug, but I'm still thuggin'. On 10 toes, gotta stand for somethin'. I was on my ass, stand throwin' nothing. Real hustle, nigga, turnin' none to somethin'. Yeah. Think I feel the pressure comin' through the tunnel. Yeah. Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Saving this money, I gotta get paid. Old school, but I'm young for my age. Last of the rust, see the pain and the rage. Light up the gun like we lighting the sage. Gotta stand up for what you believe. Been a heater since a dollar was feeding. Killer beef, I ain't talking no vegan. All of my enemies taking the meat. Gun in your face, do you know the procedure? Niggas falling like they having a seizure. Feel like amigo, I'm living illegal. Mouth closed, we don't talk to the people. Free the real till they free all my people. Know some demons that'll touch all your people. Fly guy, bitch, I fly with the eagle. Tattoo with the gun, not with the needle. Recipes for the Jimmy and Peter. Get my mouth cold, keep my medium freezer. I don't save them, I just fuck them and leave them. Break records like I do every season. Not a stallion, but she fuck every weekend. Niggas rap scenes, think they the weakest. Wanna die, nigga, give me a reason. Life game, we just take off and leave them. Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want? Why you want? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want me to go stupid? Why you want? Why you want?
All righty, we are back. I definitely like that joint. I don't even know how that one got into the mix for today, but because I don't remember who it was by, but it was a nice track, and I think we played it maybe a couple of weeks ago.
Why be acting stupid?
Yeah, I can't remember what the guy, the artist's name is, but I think we had him on a couple of weeks ago as well.
Okay. So, special announcement, we got kickoff tour, June 11th, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Kicking off the Summer Sizzle Invasion Tour. June 11th, June 12th, we'll be in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, New Orleans, Louisiana on the 12th. Then we're going to be in Detroit, June 25th, and then we'll be back in Baltimore, July 9th. So if any artists interested in performing, y'all hit me up on Mr. Ron Teller on IG.
All right. I am doing fine. And yourself, homie?
That's what's up. I'm enjoying this little breeze that we have here in Baltimore. There ain't no rain, right? Just yet.
Well, that's good. A breeze is always nice.
There you go. Excuse me.
So
what you got coming up?
Me, you know, not much. You know, just work stuff, you know, trying to get, you know, some of these shows nailed down so we can, you know, get back up and running again, so to speak.
Yeah, the pandemic is almost officially over. Not over, but
yeah.
Die down, I say that. I don't think it'd be over.
Yeah, well, I mean, I will one day. You know, that's definitely a given. Yeah.
Yep. So hopefully everybody's staying safe out there. I'm still wearing my mask, even though we 70%. So once we get back to hopefully close to 100%, then I'll not wear my mask. But right now, I'm constantly wearing my mask.
Well, yeah, definitely. You know, it's important, you know, for people to still do that if they're not vaccinated as well.
Yeah, true.
You know, that's always a good thing. Yeah. All right, well, I did not, like you said, some of the ones that were on my list for, you know, like who I feel like is best group, but who we didn't say was 702, definitely Destiny's Child. Like, I don't know what I would have done without Destiny's Child throughout. Like high school, college, like they just were everything. Jodeci, if you think about like back in the day, like Jodeci was everything, and New Edition. Those were the ones, the other ones that were on my list as well.
Okay. You say Total?
You know what? No. Total was also a good one.
Like,
I think it's been like so many. They're like one of my favorite groups of all time. Like Escape is definitely on, you know, like my list, and that was like part of why I originally wanted to do this topic because, Escape and SWV had their versus battles. When I mean, that was like 2 good hours of like straight hits, like really good music. I was here for it 100%, like all the way. Like, it was definitely, it was, like, well worth the wait.
Yeah, back in the
even
90s,
like
R&B, though, for some reason. Because now, nobody really, except for the old school R&B.
That was the one I was about to mention, since, you know, when they did their verses, you had the Osley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, and, like, they really, like, brought it. Like, they truly did.
It's like the 20th century don't have nobody R&B. I don't know no R&B singer, no new.
Well,
ones.
You mean the 21st century.
Yeah, 21st.
Well,
I don't really.
I know, like, see, it's still, you know, you do have Chris Brown out there. Now, Chris Brown's music
is
definitely... I know, but I'm just saying, like, since you brought up, like, R&B as a whole. But, yeah, like, right now, it's not a lot of, like, R&B groups. You know, you got, you know, groups that are kind of, like, more pop. But you don't have, like, a lot of R&B groups just, like, really out and like, popping that you really, you know, like, get to hear on the radio. So... that's the sad part. I think, like, R&B as a whole is just not the same, you know, like it was back in the day. Like, it just was good music. It made you think. It made you feel when, you know, it's just not a lot of them, you know. I mean, you got, like, I like K. Michelle and, you know, you got, like, Alicia Keys. She's still out there. Keisha Cole and Ashanti. You know, because they, like, did their versus battle. But, yeah, as far as groups, it's definitely not a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, but we can get into another track. Is that a Lady Soul track?
Y'all don't want to get to a caller?
Yeah, we can.
I didn't, maybe you text me back. 419. If we had it.
419-265.
Hello?
Hello, state your name, where you from?
What's going on, man? It's Tony Shaw, man. Calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Let me stop this music, my bad. I was getting jiggy on the beat, my bad. But what's going on with Tony Storm, man? Calling from Cleveland,
what's going on, man? How you been?
Just coming Oh, man, I've been cool, man, working on this music and trying to get things in order for this video and then just creating, really, just staying in it. You know what I mean? How y'all been doing?
Yeah,
we've
been doing good.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Can't
complain. Yeah, I'm working on some new hot shit, man, so I can present it. But I want it to be packaged right because it got to be presentable first before it can be acceptable. You know what I mean? So if I present it properly, you know what I mean, it might be received properly. You know what I mean? So I'm taking my time. You know what I'm saying? Want to get everything right. Want to get the right video people. Want to get the right sound. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Just staying down with it, though. That's all.
Yeah, that's what y'all got to do, man. Keep on pushing.
Hell yeah, that's it, though, man. But if y'all don't mind, I like to put out my social medias, man. Like, I rap and produce and all that stuff. And I've been working on my guitar licks, too. This most recent beat, it got, like, guitar in it. And it ain't all me. Some of it's a sample, but some of it's me, too. And it's kind of dope. I hope it don't sound crazy if I play it. Check it out. For some reason, I can't find the fucking drum. But yeah, that's the basis of it. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of into that right now, fucking with the guitar vibes. Because there's something about when you mix that guitar with that 808, it's like you meshing two different galaxies together and creating something new. So, you know, I've been fucking with that lately. Yeah.
Okay, that's the fact.
And
it's really cool because I know it's a lot more people out there that like me, that like guitar, but also like 808s and shit, but don't like all trap music and don't like all rock, but it's something about the marriage of them two qualities that when they come together, you get some thunder, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But, yeah, I appreciate y'all time, man. Everybody, if y'all want to go check out some beats, go search for Tony Storm on BeatStars or check out my Instagram, TonyStorm419, or Tony Storm on Facebook, too, or YouTube. Check me out, man. All
right, that's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I was going to say, did you have any thoughts about our topic for today? You know, like your top five hip-hop groups. I mean, sorry, R&B.
You mean R&B? My bad.
Yes, R&B.
Top five R&B? Well, let me think. Top five R&B. Probably New Birth from the old school. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Who was them other guys? Isley Brothers, Silk, and probably Jodeci. I would like to put more girls in there, but if I only had five, then that's who I got to pick. So, yeah.
Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, that's a kind of heavy list, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that ain't my five.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups out there.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch. What would your top five be?
You got TLC.
Mm-hmm.
I say SWV.
Yeah.
You say Boyz II Men.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Hill.
Right.
And probably, really don't matter.
BBD?
Total.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's a good list.
I actually could say Immature, really. You go for,
it's really hard to
back.
Make five. It's hard to make five top R&B groups because, shit, wasn't Jack
so
five that too? Or was they like pop?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's
yeah,
what I'm
so
it's
like,
just different variations.
Yeah. Right. It's a lot of fly R&B out there. Yeah.
Especially
man,
nowadays, you don't even know who R&B nowadays. You could say fucking single R&B. You could, like she said, Chris Brown has a different alternative music. So, I mean, it's up
that's
to
really
the genres that you want to make them. Huh?
That's kind of hip-hop. That's hip-hop to me. You know what I mean? Like, even though they get the singing, it's still hip-hop to me because R&B was more like, I guess, musical. You know what I mean? Like, all the R&B that I'm used to and familiar with, it was all more musical than the stuff they're singing on now. These guys are like, they'll take a Gucci beat and sing over it, and it'll be considered R&B. But it's not really R&B. It's kind of like, it's just rhythm. It's not really blues, you know what I'm saying? The blues is where that vibe come in, the music come in, and kind of like the stories and shit. They're not doing that. These motherfuckers are just throwing the trap beat and nigga put auto-tune on my shit. And I'm not knocking it because that's what they doing, but I'm just saying, I would consider that hip-hop, man. Like Chris Brown and shit, he's more hip-hop to me. Like,
Well, she's saying, like, that's what I was...
Someone
don't
know the fundamentals of it, like you, so that's kind of, that's what they are.
Yeah,
he's kind of
walking
some people don't know the
fundamentals. Right.
Well, that's what I was kind of saying earlier with Chris Brown. It's not that he's not an R&B artist, but Chris Brown's, like, look and his, like, video, like, his package gives you more of a, like, hip-hop vibe. Because, I mean, like, he do be singing, but it's, like, all of that, like, makes you feel like hip-hop. It doesn't give you, like, a Johnny Gill, you know, like, even with, like, Usher. Some of what Usher is doing now seems, and it kind of feels a little, like, hip-hop-ish. Even though, you know, like, Usher came in, you know, like, dancing and being, like, a different, like, a little Michael Jackson-esque, because he came in dancing.
For sure.
Like, that's always been his thing. But, like, kind of his look now and, like, the videos and, like, some of his artwork, it does give you a, you know, like, a hip-hop feel.
Vibe. Yeah, it sure does. I think that's because hip-hop's actually taken over the world, so everything's got a little hip-hop in it now. You know what I mean? Hip-hop has been more influential than any other genre in forever, so I can't really knock them, but I just know it's not traditional. I can't say it's not R&B what they're doing, but it's not traditional R&B. It's like a person could argue me down, like if it was me and like Red Alert on the phone, he'd be telling me the shit these niggas is doing ain't hip hop. But me understanding like genres like completely, it's like, hold on, man. Just because he's not rapping about like hip hop shit, I mean, how can you really say what's hip hop shit? Like, we all from the streets. Like, if you think about The Message was the first really rap that I heard when he was talking about his block. He talking about his project. You know what I'm saying? So he just did it in a format that it was received like hip hop. But they still doing that same shit. Only thing is, they rapping from the driver's seat. They're not rapping about what's going on around me. They rapping from, nigga, it's me, nigga. I'm the one breaking the glass everywhere. I'm the one pissing on the stairs. You know what I'm saying? So it's all that's still hip-hop to me, too. So it just depends on how you perceive it, really. You know what I mean?
All true.
Yeah. But I don't want to take up too much of y'all time. I got to get back to messing around with this beat and stuff, so.
All right, well, definitely thanks for calling in. We appreciate it, and you be safe out there.
Thank you for having me. Y'all too.
No problem. You take care.
Peace. Yes, sir.
All righty. Let's get to the next caller.
You mind 78891?
Hey, Angels.
Hey, sis. Hey. You guys know my voice.
Yes,
I love it.
I heard your voice. Yes, I'm funny. Yes, I might not remember the number, but I know that voice.
What's up, my family? Oh, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much. Shout out to you guys. Yeah. I'm loving
I appreciate you as well, sis.
Well, shout out to Black Tear and Blackout Radio, and shout out to Royal Crush Takeover, Royal Crush Keisha, and LeVar Hayes. Hashtag run till that. So grateful to be here, and thank you. I appreciate you letting me call in and, you know, show my support and shout out people and do my thing. And I thank you guys for all your support throughout the years and, you know, playing our music. Ageless Angels is who I'm talking about for all the listeners out there and all the callers. If you haven't heard, which you guys already know, we released a track last September in honor of Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, Rob DeNoise Temple, who was a part of our band, and we lost him over a year ago in April 2020. And so I like to keep his legacy alive and his music and all of his creation, because, you know, you guys are talking about hip-hop and all that, and him and his family, you know, his cousin Wonder Mike and Henji, Master G, Hen Dog, all those cats, Grandmaster Flash, same kind of, you know, vibe out from Brooklyn. They are all the pioneers, you know, him and Curtis Blow and Dougie Fresh, and so I like to pay my respects to the pioneers of hip-hop and all the DJs that made it happen, because without the DJs making the beats, as the caller was talking about, you know, getting back on his grind onto the beats, we wouldn't be here. So shout out to all the DJs out there. But yeah, you guys having a great month so far?
Yes, so far
we definitely are. Can't complain about anything, sis.
Excellent. That makes me so happy. I've just been, we've been working on our new tracks and working on, we got a CD for sale now with an exclusive track on there, and just working on our goals, you know, and Street will be street performing again. And shout out to Heat Miser out there. Supposed to be, he's going to be playing with some big cats and Springfield, Mass. And I'm really looking forward to seeing his show. I think he was on OMF show a little while back, but it'd be cool to get you guys connected to him too. He's really cool. But shout out to Carlito 810 for all your support, and to all my family here at Blackout Radio. We love you so much, and I love calling in and showing my support every Thursday.
Well, we definitely appreciate you as well, sis, for always, you know, like, you've been A1 from day one. You know, you've been genuine, the same person since day one, and we, you know, greatly appreciate you and, you know, just all of the support that you've given us over the years. So we have no choice but to, you know, return the favor when it comes down to you.
Thank you, Queen. I appreciate that. I appreciate all the love. But I want to take up too much of you guys' time. So you guys take care, stay safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Well, you too, sis. Hey, before you go, did you want to answer our discussion question for today? Like, who would be your top five R&B groups of all time?
My goodness, R&B groups.
Yes, yes, I know it's hard.
Woo! Oh, boy. Well, the guy that was on before me mentioned the Jackson 5, and that's where I started. But, I mean, I had a big affinity for the Jackson 5, so I got to go to – I go back to Motown. I'm from Detroit, and anybody from Motown, the Commodores, the Temptations, you know, my – some of the queens out there, Aretha Franklin, you know, there's so many greats out there. I can't even name them all, because then there's so many greats that have come throughout the years. R&B,
yeah, like,
wow, I mean, I love
them.
Yeah, like Maxwell, Brian McKnight, the Rippingtons, Charlie Wilson. I mean, we can go back. I can't name them all, but there's some that have influenced me. Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, I mean, Jesse Jackson, The Time, Morris Day. I can't even, you know, I can't even stop anybody associated with Prince. I've loved Prince all my life, so, but I can't even name the top. I honestly can't. There's too many.
Yeah, it is. And then we only give you five, so it's always like you're leaving off somebody, or at least someone that you end up like leaving off.
Right? Yeah. I don't want to knock anybody off the pedestal either, because there's so many people out there, and it's a great topic. I'm glad you guys brought it up, because it's really cool to hear the different people, you know, that people are naming and stuff. So
yeah, people's perspectives.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Seeing the versus battle with Escape and SWB is kind of what gave me the idea to see, like, who do people feel like would be, like, their top five.
Yeah, I mean, Marvin Gaye, you know, I grew up with his music too, and Fifth Dimension, and there's so many, you know, George Kerr wrote a lot of really good music too with the, with his, I forget, why is my name going blank all of a sudden? The Escorts, that's it, from Motown. Yeah, a lot of great, great people that came out of Motown. And that's where I was born. I was born in Detroit, so I got to holler out the blue. But you guys,
yeah,
take care. I love you so much, and thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate you, and have a great weekend, y'all.
Yeah, love you too, sis. You have a great weekend as well, and you be safe out
thank
there.
You. Thank you, too. Salute, fam.
Yeah.
Peace, well, and jewels out.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Let's go to the next call, and then we'll get another track on.
415-274. Yo, yo, what's up? What's up? This is OMF from San Francisco. What's up, bro? Crush. What's up, LaVar Hayes?
What's
going
on,
y'all? Yo, what's up, man? Just chilling, man. Just out there just doing my thing, man. Out there, just getting the word out. More, I've been on, I did some interviews, so I'm putting out the word out, just being, putting out, keeping, telling the truth about hip-hop, doing a lot of interviews, working on my music. I was blessed to have me a small studio hooked up in my townhouse this year, so I got all the latest stuff. The only thing I'm missing is the track board, so I'm waiting for that, waiting for the buildings to open up so I can rent. I mean, lease to rent a studio. So I have like a small studio in my house, and I got all the latest programs, mixing and mastering, and all of that. So that I'm working on new music, getting ready to come out. Working on my mixtape, taking back hip hop, just coming out. I'm doing an open outdoor festival for Juneteenth, the Emancipation of the Slave. In the South, doing that in September. I mean, sorry, not in September. June 18th, the day before Father's Day. So that's what's coming up. Otherwise, that just promoting hip hop. That's what's up. And you know, that's what I'm doing. I guess I'm the spokesman, I guess, now. So that's what I'm doing: interviews and just telling the truth about hip hop. That's all. And that's what I've been doing. I've been working on my music and promoting hip hop and helping young people promote their music. And, you know, just keeping hip hop, at least keeping the dream alive, man. That's all. It's not personal, man. It's about the music. Everything about my songs and everything is about the music. It's nothing personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's hip-hop, what happened? You know, just like everybody said, we need to go back to having fun. You know what I'm saying? It was about having fun. We didn't take it personal. It's about some words anyway. Like I said, we take things too personal. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We need to go back to just being having fun, man. You know what I'm saying? Like the pioneers, like you said. You know what I'm saying? We started with hip to the hop to the hibbity hop. You know what I'm saying? What happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What happened to the hip to the hop? You know what I'm saying? What you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. You know, who had better lyrics than that? You're talking about one of the classic songs ever. You ain't got flow like that. You ain't got flow like that. Listen to Big Bang Hank when he talk about Superman and everything, when you talk about when he meets Lois Lane. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the lyrics. You ain't make no lyrics like that. You ain't got it like that. Y'all ain't got flow like that. When y'all got flow like that, then y'all say y'all hip-hop. This is OMF, and I said that. You got a problem, come holler at me. I got a show that come on every Wednesday on Blackout Radio, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? Blackout Radio, holler at me. Brooklyn Finest. You know what I'm saying? Back in hip-hop. I'm hip-hop, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm going to go. and let you know. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can send your music to my show, and I play everybody's music. So send your music. You want to play your music, and once you promote and market your music, send your picture, text your picture, and send your songs to my Gmail at redheadron48@gmail.com. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under OMF Posse if you want to have a co-host an interview on my show. And I have open slots in June and July, so hit me up. My top five R&B groups, like they said, we start off with Jackson 5. You know what I'm saying? That's the main ones. You know what I'm saying? They the fun. They the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? You want to talk about R&B, you want to start off there. Then New Edition. Nobody mentioned New Edition.
We got them on the list.
I mean, the ones that call, I haven't heard them say it. But
yeah.
But
okay.
But everybody left out New Edition. New Edition is hip hop. Again, people don't know about hip hop. Was the first hip hop tour? Wasn't New Edition on that tour? Wasn't they in Crush Groove? You talking about hip hop? You want to talk about the beginnings of hip hop? New Edition, and they was R&B, and they wasn't even rapping; they was singing. Okay, so there you go. Jackson 5, New Edition. Earth, Wind and Fire, Parliament. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. One more, huh? Parliament, Earth, Wind and Fire, and that's a good one. Temptations.
Okay.
That's five. Okay, that's five.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's five. But then when we speak on Chris Brown could sing now. Don't sleep on him. He could sing. Yeah, he do R&B, but the boy could sing. The man could sing. Don't hate on him. Hey, that man could sing. His music is R&B, but hip hop. But Beyonce got hip hop in her shit too. Okay, so everything is hip hop, like you said. Hip hop is a $1 million business now, and everything. That's what everything. The country got hip hop. Rock got hip hop. Hip hop been like that forever. There ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing old. This ain't nothing old. Okay, so. Chris Brown ain't doing nothing old, nothing new. Okay, Chris Brown could sing. Usher could sing. Yeah, they infuse hip-hop because that's what make money. Okay, so keep it real. Hip-hop is what make money. So that's why commercials, don't you got hip-hop in commercials? Don't you got grandmas rapping? Don't they got everybody rapping? Okay, so hip-hop is what make money. So that's what happened. The hip hop it went money and went commercial. That's why it happened. But I'm gonna let you go so I can let other people talk. But like I said, thank y'all. And like I said, without y'all, it ain't no OMF. And like I said, shout out to y'all, Blackout Radio. You know what I'm saying? So you know y'all family forever. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, y'all holler at me on next Wednesday, and 4 p.m. on Blackout Radio. I'm OMF. I'm out.
All right, well, we definitely appreciate you for calling MOMF, and you be safe out there. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the next track. This is More Remix by Lady Soul featuring Bobby Washington.
Are you going to call me like you said you would?
Of course, boo.
Baby, I need more.
I need more, too. I've been thinking about you all day.
Just come in and give me some.
Okay. It'll be my pleasure, babe. Cause I wanna take care of my babe all day
passion's burning me on so strong, making me feel lonely, driving me crazy.
Oh, babe, I need some more of you. I just can't get enough of your love.
Joint. And let's get to the next caller. That was More by Lady Soul featuring Bobby Washington. Hey, sis, how you doing today?
What's going on?
Man, I'm good. What's going on with y'all?
Chilling.
Not much. Can't complain.
Okay, I'm good. Well, I'm going to crack up and see y'all later today. And y'all can find me at CUPSCINAJackson on YouTube, CUPSJackson on Spotify, CUPSCINA number 2, letter U on SoundCloud.
All right.
How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I've been good. You know, I'm glad to hear that all is well with you. Did you have anyone that you wanted to add to our list about your top 5 R&B groups?
Let's see. And so maybe Boys to Me. That's about it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. I like all of those as well.
Yeah.
I know it'd be hard just naming 5.
Yeah.
And we definitely appreciate you for calling in, sis, and you be safe out there.
All right, you
too. Thanks.
All
right. All right, let's go to another caller right quick.
318512.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Monroe, Louisiana, a.k.a. Gunro. How you doing?
Yep, I'm doing fine. So what you got going on out there?
I got a little podcast that I do. It's called Troy the Show. It's C-R-O-Y-D-A-S-H-O-W, where I interview rappers or people in the rap plus R&B industry. And I also do a little DJing, mixing and stuff, even though my YouTube channel temporarily shut down for copyright BS. But, yeah, I just do a little bit of everything with music. Mostly the podcast, though, and that's on everything at Troy the Show, TROYDASHOW. If you just Google it, you'll find me. So y'all are naming your top five R&B groups? Is that what's going on?
Yeah,
yes, that is our discussion for today.
Okay, so all mine are probably going to be old. Mine are going to be old school because I'm old, so I hope that's okay. Because I was thinking about it while I was waiting. Destiny's Child, of course. SWV. Yeah, SWV is probably number one. Boltzmann. Let's see, Jodeci. What is that for me? Of course. Ooh, I guess I got to go with your hill.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I like all of them as well.
90.
But you know, like, who we haven't mentioned, and it's so crazy. And I guess because, like, they're a little more, I guess they're classified a little more as pop,
okay.
But, that guy, what should I say? Bye, Justin Timberlake.
NSYNC.
Yes, like NSYNC.
They're all
the
right.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Like, they were, I'm not going to lie, I loved them growing up. Like, they definitely was, like, my
favorite little
artist.
Like, if Bye 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 comes on, like, if I'm in Target and Bye 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 comes on, I'm
going to
start dancing, you know.
I still know my dance. I still know
you
what
you gotta stick your elbows out to the side. Yep. And what was the other one?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was Backstreet Boys. So that was, NSYNC was the Bye Bye Bye, I think.
Yeah.
Now I'm questioning myself.
Yeah. They definitely was.
I've been listening Justin Timberlake here and there, like, the stuff he did with Timberland, that was pretty good. I think people forgot about that.
Yeah. All of his, like, collaborations with Timberland is, like, really good. Yeah, I love Timberland as a producer. I definitely
do. Little questionable what he's doing with Aaliyah or whatever, but, yeah.
Yeah, I was just
not going to get into all
that. When him and Missy did it together, I've always loved any collaborations that they've done together as well.
For sure. So you're a 90s baby too.
Yeah.
You are. That's all right. Cool.
Yeah, well, we definitely appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we're definitely glad that you have been enjoying it, and you gotta send me the link to your podcast because I'll definitely check it out as well.
All right, do you have a email or something?
Our email is Royal Crush. Takeover Radio.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Cool. And once again, it's Troy the Show, TROYDASHOW, for anybody that wants to tune into mine, and I'll send you some links. I appreciate it.
All right, yes, I'll definitely check you out. Definitely thanks for calling in, and you be safe out there.
You too. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah. All right. All righty, let's get to another caller right quick. We have time.
313-580, you live.
Hello, say your name, where you from?
313-580, you live. All right, let's try another one. We got 810-912. All right, I will have to scream.
Yep, that is fine, homie. You can do that. We greatly appreciate everyone, all the callers and all the listeners, but tuning in today, you know, truly have missed you guys, and I did love all the support and the, you know, camera words that people posted on my page for the passing of my grandmother. Definitely rest in peace, Grandma Joyce. But, you know, I know, you know, that things can seem crazy in the world, but, you know, we got to be kind to one another, got to show each other that we love each other while we have people in our lives, because we never know when someone can be taken from us. And I wish everyone have a great weekend, and let's get on and popping by a lovely Tamar.
Man, I put that on me. I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. That's how we gotta be, real ones, follow me, each one, plan B.
Microphone checking my status since I've been crowned father. I grind harder, a wife and two daughters. A righteous black god in that red, black, and green. That's balance for the beam, huh? Family over everything. I'm dropping seeds every chance I get, and then I watch them all grow, no magic tricks. Sankofa, you know, bruh, gotta put that on your platter. Don't care about what they say, we say black fathers matter.
When it comes to my seeds, gotta keep that real energy. Literally, every single day create memory. Figuratively, I orchestrate moves like a symphony. Vividly, I think with these thoughts like epiphanies. Literally, can change the game and make history officially. My daughter never see me in a penitentiary, that shit to me. Cause all we got is us, all we got is trust. Every day I gotta rush, I don't believe in love. Man, I put that on me, I make sure they gotta eat on the job, on the streets for my feet. Young kings, young queens, RBG, red, black, and the green, plant seeds. Now that's what I call my team, family over everything. I ain't never out of reach for my feet. And that's how we gotta be, real one.